Resource 2, Part 2, The Three Dimensions of the Human Being. According to 1 Thessalonians 5, human beings consist of body, soul, and spirit. Our body allows us to come into contact with the material world. It is characterized by our five senses, our physical appearance, and health. It is our consciousness of the material world. The soul is made up of thoughts, feelings, emotions, and willpower. It represents our personality. It's our self-awareness. The spirit is the most hidden part of the human being, the part that allows us to enter into relationship with God. It is the organ of the consciousness of God. And may the God of peace himself make you holy in every way, and may your spirit, soul, and body be free from all sin at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians verse 23. After the fall, the human spirit died. It became spiritually dead to everything that comes from God, his action, his word, his presence, his voice. But the moment a human being is born again, his spirit is brought back to life. What is written in the letter of Ephesians? As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and it is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2 verses 1 through 5 and verse 8. He didn't do it because what we did was right. No, he saved us because he had compassion for us. He did so by making us pass through the purifying bath of the new birth. That is to say, by renewing us by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3 verse 5. The Spirit is therefore brought back to life because it receives the Holy Spirit of God. As for the soul, it still remains in its same state, as is the body, which is not renewed either. The new Christian therefore enters a phase of personal transformation at his soul's level, which the Bible calls sanctification. Access to the soul's transformation occurs through successive realizations of who God is and of who we are. By his Spirit in our spirit, we become sensitive to what God likes and what he dislikes. At the beginning of our Christian life, elements that destroy us in a blatant way are highlighted. Little by little, God points out more subtle things in connection with our character. These things could particularly correspond to prints left behind by events of our past and that are considerably influencing our daily walk with God. I mentioned negative elements by saying that they were strongholds that imprisoned us. Here's another allegory using fruit trees. The trunks would be the strongholds. The roots would be the elements that support the tree and supply it negatively. For example, they could be love deficits, negative experiences, traumas, soul ties, generational sins, or simply put, elements that harm our current personality. The fruits would be the visible signs of these strongholds. They would be sinful manifestations or the unhappy reactions that we have today in various situations. These fruits are the expression of the sources hidden deep within us that produce them. So, thanks to them, we are able to trace back the origins of this production and identify them. What can we then do when we identify the source of a fruit? As soon as, thanks to the fruit, we become aware of a stronghold's existence, we can proceed towards repentance. But what is repentance in the life of a Christian?